Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nat and Arisa with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government is investing $175 million for Queensland Performing Arts Centre with Torres Strait Islander artist Brian Robinson developing a piece of public art for the new theatre. Mr. Robinson's signature work, Floriate, will be placed in the external entry forecourt of the new theatre. The sculpture is inspired by the natural flora and its connection to First Nations people, referencing major rivers that connect to South Brisbane. Mr. Robinson said the sculpture will welcome everyone entering the venue, where dance, theatre, visual arts and storytelling intertwine and cascade across the stage. In more local news, the Queensland government is attempting to crack down on taxi and rideshare drivers who have repeatedly refused jobs or overcharged clients to face loss of authorisation. Rogue drivers who are detected overcharging or rejecting services may be handled a proposal to suspend their certification. Repeat offenders who have received several penalty infringement notices will face even longer suspensions. And in national news, this morning the Albanese government released its new international development policy to advance peaceful and stable Indo-Pacific relationships. The policies claim to aid the government's investments in tackling challenges such as poverty, economic growth, healthcare, infrastructure investment, climate change, and gender equality. A new fund will also be established to provide direct support for the community organizations in regional and drive local development outcomes. Although the Australian Council for International Development welcomes the policy, it notes that there is a lack of focus on children and the LGBTQIA+ community.
In more national news, a coffee van serves up solution to homelessness amid calls for funding boosts for services. This coffee truck, located at 55 Central, Mainland, Western Australia, is run by the Grow and Grind organization, which uses coffee cups to help homeless individuals and those at risk of falling into that cycle. Jared Tan, the program's organization, stated that approximately 97% of people who come to 55 Central for assistance are unemployed. In international news, Gautam Adani wants to convert one of the world's largest slums into a modern hub, making some Dharavi residents nervous. Gautam Adani is one of the richest people in the world, while Dharavi is one of the biggest slums on the planet. Mr. Adani, who has companies that range from the Australian Carmichael coal mine to Indian infrastructure, has got the green light from the government to redevelop the slum into an expensive urban real estate. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.